This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Yeah, some of you can see that I'm looking over my shoulder and I'm laughing. And I do that because, you know, I have a, in case we have breaking news or something, I have a TV going off over my left shoulder. And I'm watching this whole role of impeach Trump. I'll tell you about that in a second. Anyway, you're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's always good. Now, listen, I got an email the other day, and I meant to address it. Here's the deal. Look, I don't deal with R-rated issues on the show. Now, I'm going to talk about stuff that your kids are learning in school. And if your kids are learning it in K through 6, for some of you, then how is it R-rated? I mean, heck, the legislators should know what's good for your children and what's not. Anyhow, so, you know, seriously, I never speak over or above what your kids are already learning. So if they're in the van, if they're in the car, and you want to block their ears, fine. You want to switch the station, that's fine, too. But some of the stuff just needs to be talked about because they're getting it every day and all day. Do you have a right to stop it? Stop it at school? We're going to find that out after the first break. Brad Dacus, one of the founders of Pacific Justice Institute, will join me. But first and foremost, you know, look, I will get to all the Biden stuff, all the, I'm so sick of this. The hypocrisy from the left. And I'm watching as it's starting to grow. And when I say starting to grow, it's great because the left has the news so wrapped up that they're totally ignoring anything that the left has done, right? That the left has done, broken the law. They're totally ignoring all of that. And they're locked on anything that might smell like it's wrong that Donald Trump is doing or has done. Even The View, again, you know, these guys, truly liberal ignorance. And I think they want to be ignorant. They don't want to deal with any of this stuff. And what's her name? Bear, right? I mean, Joy. Who named her Joy? There's a joyous bone in her body. She dismissed the controversy surrounding Biden. Right? She said, that Ukraine thing was nothing. Wait a minute. Hold on. He threatened the president of Ukraine. How is it nothing? If Trump even thought that in his head and nobody knew about it, but somebody tried to guess at it and thought that it looked like that was what he was thinking about, they want to impeach him. Look, Maxine Waters started 2 days after he got elected screaming impeach 45. This is all they want to do. They've been calling over 60 million of you Americans idiots. They have been calling over 60 million of you Americans racist. They've been calling over 60 million of you Americans homophobic. They just love to lie to people who aren't on their side. Look, they do it to their own. They rip apart their own on a regular basis. when they don't fall lockstep in line with what they what you should think. If you don't think what they want you to think, then not only are you not on their team, but you're an enemy. Really? Now, A.G. Holder came out today and with a warning to Barr on Fox News. Now, I hate to say it, people, I think we've lost Fox News. And I don't think we've lost Fox News because they've seen the light. I think we lost Fox News because of who's at the top. I think we've lost Fox News because, really, how many, including me, how many of you are very happy that Paul Ryan never became vice president? And actually, after seeing what Mitt Romney did, thank you, Jesus, that they both lost. What do you think? Anyhow, with all the news that's out there, with all the news that's running around out there, and Fox especially, only 11% of the news today even mentioned Biden as being part of this whole Ukrainian issue. Now, I don't know exactly what Holder said. Some of you might know better than I. But, you know, Holder said that Barr's going to pay a price for spearheading Russia probe and this whole misconduct investigation. Because, you know, Holder has been so upright, so on. And I want you to think about something, too. Why would Holder go on, what's his name? Oh, yeah, the Rhino, Shepard Smith. Why do you think Holder would go on his show but not O'Reilly? Or Hannity? Or Tucker Carlson? You've got a major league crack, a major league faction over there at Fox. And I'm almost one of those guys, I would like to see the strong, hardcore conservatives go on to another station. Go on to another network. Right? And let Fox just fall apart. Show them what they did or didn't do. Show them what boneheads they actually are. Now, some of you who think that you're going to be able to undo the damage that your kids get from a public school at a very, very, very young age, which is why I keep saying, ask questions, find out what your kids are being taught. We got middle schoolers right now in this country. Yes, these United States of the Americas, right? A recent survey presented to the students at Oakdale Middle School in Louisiana asked the students on a variety of issues, from vegetable consumption to bicycle safety. But it was a question about vaginal and oral sex that got some parents excited. Go figure. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back with Brad Dacus. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought? I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, truly being part of the solution, and having a little bit of technical difficulties. You know, they always say in radio, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't tell people that. Why not? I mean, heck, you have trouble with your cell phones, you have trouble with your TV sets, with your computer. God, if you don't have any trouble with your computers, I mean, I want to know what kind of computer you have. You know what I mean? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Going to try to get him on in the next segment. Because, you know, it's very important that you guys find out, you realize, you understand, you learn how to fight and make sure that you truly maintain your parental rights. Because it's too quick. The schools are too fast to try to take them away from you. I mean that sincerely. It's too easy for them to take these rights away from you, or at least tell you that you don't have a right to certain things, what to opt your kids out of, which you have a right to make sure. I mean, the biggest right you have, the biggest way, the easiest way to make sure your kids are protected is to vote the right people in. If you keep voting in the wrong people, that's a problem. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Just doing a story off the, you can head over there to Art Starnes website. We're basically with the, I mean, in reality what's happening is you're getting schools, I don't know any nice way to put this, right? You're having schools tell your kids, when it comes to, what's the word I'm looking for here? Morality. There's no other way to put it. When it comes to morality, what's moral, what is immoral? What's acceptable, what's not acceptable? And that's because we vote the wrong people in, or I should say you vote the wrong people in. Now you have a middle school, again, I started going down this road earlier, in Louisiana, which I really didn't think this would happen. Right? They've been asking, they're asked questions in a survey that have to do from everything from vegetable consumption, bicycles, and you know, it goes along with these, right? If it comes to vegetable consumption, bicycle safety, what falls in line after that is vaginal and oral sex, don't you think? Well, that's what happened at this school. Right? The question to the kids, to these little kids, right, middle school, they're kids. Have you ever had any type of sex? Vaginal, anal, or oral sex? Now, some of you get squeamish when I talk about this stuff, but your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews are hearing these terms in school. These are the questions that the survey are asking. It went on to say, have you ever been attracted to the same sex, girl to girl or guy to guy? Or do you feel that you are gay, lesbian, or bisexual? Most of these kids don't even know what these terms mean. They actually giggle at them until you tell them what they mean. The school district says that the survey is used by school health centers around the nation. That doesn't make it right. And that parents must sign consent forms. Now, actually, they have to sign, you know, opt-out forms, not opt-in. The mother did not agree with the wording in two or three of the 21-question screening survey. The Allen Parish School Board agrees with the mother. And listen, don't get nuts. You hear parish, you think it's a religious? No. They're all called parish. They don't have counties. They have parishes, because that's what they were called in the early days. The Allen Parish School Board agrees with the mother and is working to change and remove these particular questions. At least that's what they put. This is your tax dollars at work. Right? This is the stuff that you should be all over like white on rice when it comes to your schools, your school boards, what they're doing, what they're forcing down your children. I mean, really, that simple. Do not let them. Do not participate. Do not allow them to do this to your kids. And it doesn't stop there. Right? I mean, you got Florida Middle School. And some of you may have already heard this. This story's been floating around a little bit. The parents of a Florida middle school student is outraged after his daughter was given a test that depicted President Trump as an idiot in the test in school. The test given to the students at the Duncan Middle School in Palm Beach County described President Trump as a businessman, a Republican, and an idiot. Isn't that great? Isn't that free thinking? Spokesperson for the Palm Beach County School Board tells the Todd Stearns radio show that the incident is under investigation. They provided him with a letter that was mailed to every parent at the school. Now, the question was inappropriate and demonstrated an unacceptable lack of good judgment on the part of the teacher. Right? This is according to what the principal, the letter that the principal wrote to parents. Teacher has been reassigned pending the outcome of the investigation. I apologize for this incident and for the offensive verbiage used in the question. Now, here's the deal. This will slowly slide by, sneak by, crawl away, unless you parents there in Florida get all over this. Do not let it go. No, don't let it slide by. Don't let it go. Right? Stay on it. They don't like the heat. They're not interested. If you're in a Duncan Middle School District in Palm Beach County, Florida, you want to stay on this board. They don't like it. They don't like when parents are around. Right? They apologize for this incident for the offensive verbiage used in the question. Should I, you know, I write about anti... Listen, if you need to pick up a decent book, you want to read some? Pick up Culture of Jihad from Todd Starnes. Right, the book is called Culture of Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. They don't like us. They don't like this country. They don't like what we stand for. And they think that they're going to change it to the point where they're going to... Listen, if you think that Bernie and the rest of them are for socialism, you're out of your mind. They want control. They want total control. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Earlier this week, the story on freedom of religion still being under attack in America and at our schools. Some of you may or may not know this, but Thursday is Bring Your Bible to School Day. You need to encourage your children, your Christian children. You need to encourage them to bring their Bible, if that's what they want to do, and not be ashamed of who they are and what they believe. Joe Messina, your host, you'll sit in Real Side. We'll try to get him on after the next break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die. In oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former New York Republican Congressman Chris Collins has pled guilty to federal insider trading laws stemming from his business dealings with a biotechnology company headquartered in Australia. During a congressional picnic in 2017, Collins received an email from the company's CEO saying an experimental drug had failed in clinical trials. He then is said to have told his son, who began selling his shares the next day. Jeffrey Berman is the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York.
Collins admitted to, among other things, illegally tipping his son while standing on the White House lawn.
Cameron Collins is expected to plead guilty on Thursday. Stocks closed their worst loss in 5 weeks after a weak manufacturing report. The Dow dropped 344 points, the S&P 500 down 36, and the Nasdaq off 90. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
You listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Let's get on it. I want you to hear my recent interview with Brad Dacus. All right. I love this time of week for me. I love it when Brad Dacus is on with us. Brad is with is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. And, you know, you parents, you need to know your rights. You need to know your rights when it comes to what's going on with your kids in school. And I'm getting a lot of positive emails from people telling me they love this segment as well. And they love the fact that they feel, I don't want to use the word empowered because that's so like new age, but they feel like they've got the information they need to be able to sit in front of a teacher or a principal or whoever and say, look, I know I have a right for this. I know I have a right for that. I know my kid has a right to do this. How are you going to help me with that? So, Brad, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me, and I mean that.
Oh, my pleasure.
Okay, before we get into this, because I know you and I get talking and life comes to a screeching halt here, tell people what PJI is, what it's about, and how they can help you. And I'm talking, you know, financially, physically, whatever resources they might have available to them.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, we're a nonprofit 501c3 legal defense organization. We do our work completely without charge. We defend religious freedom, parental rights, sanctity of human life. We have hundreds of affiliate attorneys all across the United States. We're opening new offices, and we opened two new offices in two states last year. We're opening two offices in two new states this year, and we're looking at other places where it's definitely going to be needed as we move ahead in places like Philadelphia, Miami, Chicago, et cetera. So, well, that's what we do, and if people want to support our work, we're supported by moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas. They can go to our website, which is PJI, that's P for Pacific, J for Justice, I for Institute, .org, PJI.org. And one thing that makes us very unique, folks, is that we don't just take on the high-profile cases, the big-game cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, everyone gets representation without charge anywhere in the United States that it's needed. That's our hallmark. It's our distinction. And that's what we do without charge, and we're glad to do it.
Yeah, and I appreciate what you do because you've helped other parents who have left me emails that they've gone to the website, they've got some information, and we're able to help them. You know, we're able to help their situation. All right, so let's go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt you, Joe. There is, as far as resources, there's a great resource that we have. It's called our opt-out forms. And I strongly encourage parents to go to our website and download these opt-out forms. They're very informative, very instructive. We also have another resource dealing with parents' rights in sex education. Parents' rights in sex education. Parents need to be equipped. Sex education radically. It's no longer just about the birds and the bees. Parents need to be equipped to what their rights are and how to protect their children all the way down to the kindergarten level. So those are two great resources. I highly recommend people go to our website for free. They can download those and take advantage of those resources.
Yeah, and they're great resources. I mean, seriously, you got to go check them out and have them ready. You know, it's really funny. When you really need help, that's not the time to try to figure out what to do. I mean, get out in front of some of these things. Read, understand, and know what's going on, what your rights are at the school. So, again, and here in California, you know, parental rights are trying to be stifled more and more and more every single day. I just find it amazing. We're going to touch on one of those in a minute, but I want to get to this Georgia school that was challenged about having prayer before football games. And, you know, I was always under the impression, I've always been taught that basically whatever the students want to a big degree is usually acceptable and okay. I mean, short of sacrificing animals in the middle of the football field, I mean, I get it, there's a limit here. But kids who wanted to live out their religious beliefs or what have you should be allowed to do so. But praying at a football game may be a problem. So how did the school get around this?
Yeah, the Freedom From Religion Foundation really had a problem with this student initiative, you know, prayer at this football game. So what the school district did, and we really salute them for how they dealt with this, they created a free speech student forum, so to speak, so that the student can sign up, or several students can sign up, and they have this their speech time. And it could be to welcome, it could be to read a poem, it could be a number of things, and it could also be a prayer. It's their free speech forum. And as long as that's clear, this school is solid, and it's protected, and any school in the country, we at Pacific Justice Institute would defend any school district in the country choosing to go down this path. We believe it's constitutional. We believe that this Supreme Court would uphold it as constitutional.
Yeah, and again, people are under the impression, though, that when it comes to prayer on campus or places like that, the kids have a freedom to do it. But that's not always true, is it?
Right. It's, you know, student speech is distinguished from public speech, government speech. So if the student is not acting as an agent of the government somehow, and have an exclusive role as that agent to speak. Generally speaking, they have the right to express themselves. Let's say a valedictorian is chosen to lead the opening prayer, or let's say that they're giving a speech, and at the end of their speech, they want to end it in a prayer. We've helped valedictorians do that, and the ACLU screams and yells, we're going to sue, and they don't sue because they know that that is clearly student speech, initiated speech. It wasn't a prayer set aside by the school, approved by the school. It's the student speech.
Yep.
And so that's the key, is if it's a student speech, a student-initiated speech, it looks like student speech, it sounds like student speech, then it's protected as student speech,
wow.
And it's not a state endorsement of that religion. It's not proselytizing by the state. And we have a wonderful book called Reclaim Your School. People can download it for free from our website, pji.org. It talks all about the rights of students, parents, teachers, administrators, everyone, when it comes to faith and bringing faith into the public schools in a way that constitutional scrutiny.
You know, you've got so much going on that website. People need to visit that thing at least once a week and start pulling down information, especially if you have kids in elementary and junior and high schools. All right. Let's jump to the vaccine bill in California. I mean, this state is becoming, it's getting to the point here where you can't do anything with your kids without state permission. And the funny thing about it is when something goes sideways, right, it's all your fault, even though the state has ordered certain and mandated certain things. Can mandatory vaccinations hold up in the Supreme Court?
Generally speaking, based on case law, they have actually held up.
Really?
That said, if a parent though has an opinion from a doctor, an MD, an actual doctor, medical doctor, where they've looked at that particular child's background and found that that child and their background would pose too high of a risk of having an adverse reaction, maybe even a fatal reaction, a paralyzing reaction from a vaccine, then we would contend that parents and their rights to protect the more fundamental life of their child would trump any interest of the state. And we at Pacific Justice Institute are open to hearing those cases, to have them contact us so we can investigate and help them work through what their rights are before taking a very serious action that could be fatal to their child.
Yeah, I so much agree with you. I'd be more inclined to throw the kid in the backseat of the car and take him out of the state because, you know, it's getting to the point, the state, where they're telling us what kind of sex ed our kids have to see, what they have to be exposed to, what they have to be taught, what they have to be told, what they can't be told, you know. We have schools that are teaching kids that you are neither male or female. You are whatever you decide you want to be when you decide you want to be it. I think that is such an intrusion on me bringing up my children.
Right, and it's dangerous. It's harmful, according to psychologists who hear this and say, what? You're only exacerbating and fueling confusion or potential confusion in a child for them to get to gender identity dysphoria. It's something that is actually fatal. It's a condition that results in most actually dying via suicide for the most part prior to the age of 30. So this is very serious. It's very inhumane. It's unprofessional. It's the result of political ideology and activism. It's not the result of responsible care with regards to parental trust and proper taking care of children.
Yeah, I agree with you. You go for a quick break again. God, this commercial stuff's getting in the way. If you people would just donate a boatload of money to me, I wouldn't have to go do commercials. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, your host, Brad Dacus from PJ Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. Don't go far.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Erin Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's pick up where I left off. I love it when this guy's on the show. I really do. Okay, we're back at it. One of my favorite hours of the week to do is to have Brad Dacus on with me from Pacific Justice Institute. Love what he does. You should love what he does, too, because he's protecting your rights. He's protecting the rights of children and people, frankly, all across the country. Again, Brad, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, it's always great.
All right, we're going to have to hit some of these rapid fire. Church in Oregon is now not allowed to have a parsonage, which some people don't really understand what that is. And it's a local resident for maybe the pastor, the priest, or what have you. I grew up in New England, in Boston to be exact, and especially the Catholic churches, they have what was called a rectory, and that's where the brothers and the priests would live, and right there on the church ground. But apparently this community in Oregon says, you know what, there's no reason for the pastor to be living at the church.
Yeah, and when asked why, we don't really get the answer. They're just like, they shouldn't be able to be there. It's zoned for a church. That can't include a parsonage. Well, what's the problem with that? Well, we just don't think it's within the zoning code. Well, but what's wrong with that? What's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, it's just not within the zoning. In other words, they're not even open about their bigotry and you know, real prejudicial feelings and hostile feelings for why they don't want that to happen. If there was a house there, there'd be no objection to someone living there. Here we have an existing parsonage as a part of the church, as a part of the function of the church,
right,
historically, as you already alluded to, and to not allow them to be able to have a parsonage on the church grounds would greatly inhibit their ability to serve their community 24/7, to have someone there where people can go to get help, to get support, assistance, spiritual, etc.
Yeah.
And this clergy would have to live far away, actually, because the houses are very expensive. The cost of living is very expensive in that area.
Yeah.
So it would be a major inhibition to them to doing what they feel called to do.
Oh, sure. I mean, and we all know. I mean, again, having them there, because people, where do they go running? When people want help and they go running to a church or what have you, where they know they can get some help and some compassion and maybe even some food and what have you. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. I don't know what these people are thinking. I really do. Is it they hate religion so much, or they hate, I don't know. I mean, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but it just bothers me to no end that if we wanted a brothel there, they probably wouldn't have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, whatever.
Yeah, there was one case involving a church, and they had a ministry to help the poor or the homeless, and the judge in the case said, well, you know, I don't see this, you know, caring for the poor and the needy as a part of church function. Take two. What was that we just heard?
Yeah.
I get it. It's just about singing hymns and hearing a homily or a sermon. Oh, I get it. That attitude is out there, and they don't recognize the historical role of churches and their parsonages in serving and really reaching out to their communities in a way that has proven itself to be so important, proven itself to be something that the government can't do and shouldn't do, and yet there are those trying to deprive communities and societies from that historic support.
Well, that comment just, I mean, it just shows you that they really don't understand the reality behind people who believe in God or, you know, believe in a divine being, if you would, really how they feel and how real it is to them. I mean, to those people who say those kind of things, it's a symbolic thing. There's no reality to it, and they couldn't be any further off. You know what I'm saying? It's amazing to me, anyhow.
Well, it's an important case, and I will say we won at the first level. They appealed it. We lost at the appeal. Now it's going on to the next level of appeal, and our attorney in the matter, Ray Hackey, is in our Salem, Oregon office, and he's taken on this case, and he's working hard to make sure that this church and parsonage get their defense. And if we're not successful, we can see other communities trying to shut down churches and church parsonages all across the United States, especially in dark blue blotches on the map.
I agree with you.
It's very important.
Hey, one of the concerns I've been getting emails on and people asking me to touch on is the Epstein case. And people are very concerned that, you know, it's done, it's over with. And some are concerned that the ladies, probably now ladies, are not going to get their day in court. They're not going to get their due. And I hope that's not true. I mean, there's still the ability to have a case there. There's still a reason to prosecute those men that were involved, were there not?
Oh, right. And, you know, mind you, they're innocent until proven guilty.
Yes, yes.
But just because Epstein passed away, took his life, doesn't mean that other co-conspirators or participants or benefactors to his criminal endeavors with these women or girls should get off. And I think it's important that the continued prosecution measures move forward, investigation measures move forward, and that if they have the evidence, the evidence that truly is sufficient for conviction, beyond a reasonable doubt, guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, then they should bring those cases, those charges, and and let the evidence be weighed. Just because an allegation is made, as we saw in the Kavanaugh hearing, just because someone steps forward and makes allegations doesn't mean it's true, as we found that Professor Ford, everything just went splattered back in her face as everything became unwound and discovered that she was more likely than not making everything up simply because of her own ideological drive and background. And that's fortunately, that's all come to the surface.
Yeah, even with the recent dust-up all over again, now the person goes forward and says she was drunk. She can't really remember. She can't really send them a time reference and all that. I'm going, this is what I'm talking about. You guys just don't care. That's the problem. You care more about taking Trump to the woodshed than you care about the truth of this country. So
right, people need to realize that if you shred the constitutional right to due process for your political expediency today, that constitutional right of due process will not be there to protect you tomorrow.
That's right.
That's why it's so important that we let our politics, set our politics aside, and make sure that due process is there to protect us and that we respect our Constitution and don't become so short-sighted that we're willing to have innocent people completely convicted, if you will, absent due process and an actual looking at the evidence. And I'm so glad that due process and justice finally worked its way in the Kavanaugh hearings so that the truth finally came to the light and exposed what kind of person Professor Ford was, or at least what she said, having no credibility and being false. And it could be in the future where we as a society don't even allow that to happen and just quickly disqualify people. That's very dangerous. And in the Epstein case, it's real important. We have due process. Let's let the investigation go on, but let's be a respecter of the evidence and the truth as things play out properly through a proper prosecution and due process.
Agreed to no end. I mean, seriously, people, but we're kind of running out of time here, and the not the cheerleaders, I already did that one with you, the in favor of a student that was banned from passing out Jesus Loves You Valentine's. I mean, there's a lot of schools that won't even let you pass out Valentine's Day cards because kids feel bad over it. But this is a great win. Tell us about it quickly.
Yeah, this is a very important case where this young, this young woman, she was told she couldn't pass out Valentine's because it had Jesus Loves You on it, and that was the position taken by this educational institution. And as it turns out, the court in the end said, no, she has free speech, First Amendment rights. She is protected to be able to do that. We at Pacific Justice Institute had a case similar to this in Sacramento involving a girl who gave invitations to an event at her church to two of her friends. She had to apologize in writing for doing such a terrible thing, and we had to file a lawsuit. We filed a lawsuit. The girl won, and we are willing to go to bat for any such child anywhere in America where they are told that they have to hide their face in whether it's giving Valentine's or anything else. They are, and it's tremendous protection, and it's important that they stand up for their rights the same way she did in this situation.
Well, we can't be afraid. That's the thing. We can't come to these with fear, because if you come with them with fear, you will lose. And that's why, the first thing people think of is, oh, my God, I can't afford a lawyer. I can't afford to do this. So, look, the first thing they need to do is pick up the phone and call you guys and say, okay, do I have something? Don't I have something? Is this something with merit? And are you willing to help out with it? Don't just brush it aside, because then they win. So, Brad, thanks so much for being with us. I always appreciate your time with me. Pacific Justice Institute, look, if you can't remember it, Google the darn thing. It ain't that hard to do. I don't think Google has blocked you guys yet. So,
not yet.
All right, go to PJI.org. That's PJI.org for Pacific Justice Institute. They do a lot of good things for a lot of people in this country. Look, support them one way or the other. I don't care if you tell your friends about them, but get involved, get engaged. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.